Off. Right, we've been focusing on Eskom having implemented stage 2 load shedding this morning, and we welcome on the line now COO at the power utility, Jan Oberholzer. Mr. Oberholzer, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
Yeah, I saw the alert that was issued by Eskom on Twitter. It was just an hour or so before the power utility implemented stage 2 load shedding. Why were South Africans given such short notice?
Look, we had the problem starting on Saturday around about 9 o'clock. You know, with the Medupi conveyor system that we lost this conveyor system, the coal conveyor system, into the power station. So there we lost more than 1,200 megawatts. Then we started losing from Saturday afternoon an additional 6 units of about 600 megawatts each. Up until last night. As of yesterday, around about 5 o'clock, we lost 4 units. And then during the night, we lost an additional 2 units, another 1,200 megawatts. And then since Sunday, we had to use quite a lot of our emergency diesel as well as water. And when we had the assessment made late last night, early hours of the morning, based on the other additional two units that we lost last night, we had no alternative, unfortunately, due to the fact that the reserves, the emergencies, water as well as diesel being very low. Mm. In order to protect the integrity of the system, we need to come to the decision that we have to load shed.
But Mr. Oberholzer, if you knew on Saturday already that you were losing some of the units, why didn't you communicate then? And I'm saying it was short notice today because the DA is telling us that they've been receiving calls from several schools where they speak about how they've been impacted by the rolling blackouts, especially on today's computer applications practical exams. So had the communication been sooner, as soon as you realized that you were losing the units, and maybe South Africans could have prepared much better?
Clement, I believe the point that you make is valid. We have assessed early this morning and during the course of today the situation that you're talking about. However, I must state that we didn't believe that we would deteriorate so quickly to the state that we are now. But we've taken note. It's not only you that has made this comment, and we've taken note of this, and we will definitely deal with this and take it to heart.
So the problems that Eskom is facing there, you know, now, doesn't that have to do with the issue of maintenance of infrastructure, the boiler tube leaking, you know, the problems with the conveyor belts? So if it's to do with maintenance, is it really a surprise? Because we've known challenges around maintenance at the power utility.
Clement, let me deal first with the conveyor system. That is a new system that was built from the Medupi power station. So that is not an issue of that. So we haven't done maintenance for many years. As we speak, I have a team on site that is looking at the root cause, what has happened. So soon we will know, and we will know then what the cause of that is, and we'll deal with that. Now, coming back to the issue of boiler tube leaks, yes, I believe that is a lack of maintenance. We also decided some years ago, to do away with our boiler care maintenance program. And we've started it since the beginning of the year again, but unfortunately it is a tough road to catch up on what you don't know is waiting for you. So the system, some parts of it, because our system is relatively old, you know, on average our coal-fired power plant is 37 years old. And so we need to do more maintenance and more inspections on it, which we haven't done in the past, and that's what we're picking up now, and that's part of our 9-point recovery plan, and we are dealing with that. But unfortunately, it's not what people want to hear. It's going to take, unfortunately, some more time.
Yeah, and what more time are we talking here? Are we talking a week? Could it go into the second week?
No, the load shedding itself, we believe it's a week.
It's a week.
So yeah, the boiler, the units on that we've shut down due to the boiler tube leaks, the 6 units, 5 of them are planned to come back by the end of the weekend. However, as we speak, we have another 3 units that is running at this point in time, generating electricity with running with boiler tube leaks. So that needs to be assessed all the time. And so we will have to take that down in, you know, we don't know exactly when we plan, when we will take it down, but it will depend on the system.
All right. Thank you for chatting to us. Jan Oberholzer is the COO of Eskom.